106 and verses 1 to 6. Some verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul's 1 Corinthian letter, chapter 10 from the beginning. We shall read to about verse 11. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. As 'tis written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Well, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would recognize that in the Scriptures there is every conceivable variety of experience, So many examples for us to follow, so many examples for us to avoid. And we find in the scriptures that hundreds of characters and personalities are presented to us, men and women like ourselves, some going wrong and never coming back to God, some beginning perhaps rather well and ending badly, some perhaps with a bad start and ending up well. And we find, Heavenly Father, that these events are written for our learning. We are in the realm of humanity. We are in the realm of the history of God's people in the world and the nations surrounding those people, the impact that they made upon them, sometimes for good and sometimes more often for evil. And as we read the scriptures, Father, we pray that we would not simply remember that there is a simple message, but that there is a complexity in God's dealings with us. And we find in the scriptures many centuries, indeed thousands of years of history recorded, and many, many kinds of people. And this is the way the world is, and this is the way the church is and always is going to be. And so we give thanks, Heavenly Father, for the Old Testament, for all its largeness, and yet its message is able to be comprehended by us, sufficiently large to deal with many issues, and yet not overly large that it would be beyond our capacity to manage and to understand. So as we gather here this morning, Heavenly Father, help us to remember that we stand as the people of Israel of old did, under the word of God. This is our rule of conduct. This is the basis of our hope. This is the foundational truth and truths upon which we believe what we believe and live as we do. And this is why we embrace certain ways of life and eschew other ways of life, all according to the scriptures. And may it always be in our minds, Heavenly Father, that the scriptures are the final authority in all things. And we pray that we would know the scriptures well, that we would read and meditate, that like the Bereans of old, we would search the scriptures daily to see whether the things that are preached from our pulpits are true or untrue. And so we give thanks that the scriptures, while they contain many things, they really contain one thing, the message of God, the message of the gospel, the message of grace, the message of glory to come, the message of God's way of forgiveness explained to us. Not simply that God is merciful, but we are told how it is that he can be merciful and how he can be just and justify the ungodly. And this is the supreme purpose of all these writings, to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. May we learn that well, O God. And so as we gather here once again, help us to raise our hearts and our voices. Help us to raise our spiritual eyes to heaven and our spiritual ears to hear what the Lord would speak to us. Not simply to listen out of curiosity or with a desire to be punctilious in exactitudes, but in order to live according to the ways of the Lord, the ways of faith and faithfulness, that faith that always works by love, and that faith that without works is dead, is to be regarded by us not only with suspicion, but with dread, because we recognize, O Lord, how easy it is for us to believe and how difficult to practice what it is that we do believe. So grant us grace to be up and doing where we need to be up and doing. Grant us grace to pray when we need to be praying, but grant us grace to be acting when we need to be acting. And grant us grace always to see the needs of the hour, to be like those men of Issachar of old who recognized the signs of the times and recognized also what Israel must do. We pray for our families again. We remember them all. We remember them with gratitude. We remember them with concern. We give thanks for those among them who are saved, and we are concerned for those among them whom we fear are lost. And so we pray for them again. We pray for our neighbors. We give thanks for them, for their helpfulness, for the challenges that they give to us at times, and for the help that they give to us at other times. We give thanks for our rulers over us, and especially in these days of difficult decisions, not only in international tensions, but in domestic affairs, when things seem to be going from bad to worse, and the nation seems to be rather fractioning. And we pray that our rulers would be given wisdom, strong leadership, not the wringing of hands and the uttering of platitudes, but strong, decisive leadership and telling us the way to go. And grant us grace as a people to do it, submitting, recognizing that the powers that be are ordained of God, and that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives insomuch as what they command is not forbidden by what God commands. So we seek mercy and grace for ourselves and for a multitude of others, so many others, Lord. We could bring the whole world before the throne of grace now, but time is short, and so we will close naming once again our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the Old Testament. We're going to read in the book of Numbers and in chapter 25. And hopefully we shall see the connection between this chapter and what we're reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In the book of Numbers, chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every man, every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought into his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned away my wrath, away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Sala, a prince of a chief of the house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Kobi, the daughter of Zoar. He was head over a people and a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Kobi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, who was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. And so on. Amen. The notices, of course, are the evening service at 6 o'clock this evening, our Wednesday meeting as usual at 7 o'clock, and next Lord's Day the services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We always are glad to welcome visitors with us. And we will now receive the offering. Well, let us continue then in Psalm 106, and from verse number 7, we sing on to verse number 10.
Oh,